One-on-One with Regional One Health is your inside look at how we're building healthier tomorrows for our patients and our community. Stay tuned as we get to know some of the individuals who help provide life-saving, life-changing care for our community. I'm Cheryl Martin. Today, we're getting acquainted with Dr. Chelsea Olson, a surgical oncologist who recently joined Regional One Health Cancer Care. Delighted to have you on, Dr. Olson.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, what inspired you to go into the medical field, and how is it that you ended up in surgical oncology?
Well, I've never really wanted to do anything else. I always knew I wanted to be a physician. My mom loves to tell the story of me taking care of the dogs, bandaging up their fake injuries, and helping kids on the playground. And so I just always knew that I wanted to become a physician. And I don't really know where that started with, but it's obviously continued on and led me to where I am now. For surgical oncology, we start out as surgeons going through general surgery training. And I was exposed to a wide variety of specialties in surgery at that time. And I really fell in love with the complexity and the technically challenging aspect of surgical oncology. I love to work with my hands, but most of all, I really enjoyed the opportunity to work and collaborate with colleagues and other specialists in the field, and ultimately build sometimes lifelong relationships with my patients and their families.
So what type of cancer diagnosis do you treat? And then what are some of the treatment options you provide for your patients?
I treat a wide variety of cancer diagnoses. My main specialty is in melanoma and sarcoma, but I treat multiple GI malignancies, adrenal cancers, stomach cancers, pretty much anything that comes through the door. And as far as treatments that I offer, typically it starts with an introduction to the multidisciplinary tumor board, where we present the case and discuss multiple different treatment options. A lot of times, patients will require both systemic treatments and surgical treatments. The treatments that I provide are mostly surgical, but I do guide the patient through that process of meeting the medical oncologist, talking about surgical options, possibly radiation, those types of things.
I'm glad you brought that up, because a question I have is, knowing that the patients and families you see, they're probably anxious and stressed. So what steps do you take to help them get through their diagnosis and treatment, both physically and emotionally?
Yes, I love working with my patients. I love what I do. Oftentimes, I'm meeting people in one of the worst moments of their life. And after receiving a diagnosis of cancer, it does take a toll on both the patient and their families, their support systems. I really enjoy working with people in those situations, because it is very satisfying to see the medical community come together and help these patients with their final diagnoses and helping them treat their cancer. Personally, I've had close family who have been diagnosed with cancer. I've seen them endure treatments, surgery, and ultimately sat with them in their final moments. And I can't help but bring that same compassion and care to my patients.
That's great. What do you see as the most challenging aspect of the work you do? And then what's the most rewarding?
I think the most challenging aspect of the work that I do is the emotional aspect. We sit with our patients, and having compassion for them and caring for them in that way does take a toll. But I think that's also one of the most rewarding aspects of what I do. I'm able to, as I said before, build sometimes lifelong relationships with my patients, and there's nothing I would rather do than that.
Now, let's talk about your life outside of work. What are some of the things you enjoy doing during your free time?
Well, I'm an avid crafter and quilter. I also paint, and it's mostly just for relaxation and fun. But music is also a daily part of my life. I play the piano and enjoy singing. I think of myself as very artistic as well.
And I would say well-rounded.
Yes, I suppose so.
Dr. Chelsea Olson, it's obvious that you are compassionate and that you are passionate about your work and mission. A joy to meet you. Thanks for being on.
Thank you so much for having me.
To learn more, visit regionalonehealth.org/cancer-care or call 901-515-HOPE. That's 915-515-4673. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and explore our podcast library for other topics of interest to you. Thanks for making One-on-One with Regional One Health part of your journey to better health. Join us next time as we introduce you to another member of the Regional One Health family.